This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Bismarck, Great Plains and Power ND Energy Conference, the Bismarck State College National Energy Center of Excellence. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. We have a little time to talk, finally. A lot of guests here this morning. Important guests. And I've just found out there's a big press conference coming up here in a couple of hours with some very big news for flood protection in the Red River Valley. I don't know how much I can say about this yet. They've given us an advance copy, but I believe it's embargo. But I'll just say it is $500 million worth of good news. So really a huge deal that they'll be announcing. The governor doing that at noon today. And then Senator Hoeven also having a press conference later today in Fargo. So stay tuned. I'll just say that. Stay tuned for that story. Okay? That's big news. Here's the telephone number. You can call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text me, 701-367-2054. What number would we text you at, Todd, if somebody wanted to text the one and only Todd, the radio god?
701-226-8503.
There you go.
Does work.
All right. One little shout-out to someone well-known to many folks in the Bismarck Diocese. Pope Francis today appointed Father Austin Vetter, a priest of the Diocese of Bismarck, to be the bishop of the Diocese of Helena, Montana. Announced in Washington, D.C. by the nuncio, they call him. So, I know that many folks would know Father Vetter, Austin Vetter from the cathedral, and now he's a bishop. That's pretty cool. Pretty darn cool. So, I thought you'd want to know that. What else are they going to tell you? A few texts to catch up on. I really, 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 really want to go along on your rally, but I'm not going to know until tomorrow if I can get off. Wow. Tomorrow is the day we leave, so that's cutting it a little close. They're wondering if there's seats available. There are seats available. We've got a big 55-seater, so we've got plenty of room still on the bus. Here's my advice to you. You may be thinking, I just can't do it. You know, weather, or I'm busy, or there's too many things going on, or whatever. And I do empathize with farmers and ranchers, because they're speeding to get everything they can out before the snow comes and the freeze, so I certainly get that. But if you can, within reason, I would really encourage you to go. And I am so excited to hear 72,000 people have already requested tickets for it. In Minnesota, in the deepest blue part of Minnesota. Gosh, that's amazing, folks. That's amazing. It really it reminds me not to get too wrapped up in the news cycle. Not to pay too much attention to all the games they're playing. It doesn't. This is a battle, though. And I think to stand shoulder to shoulder with others you care about in a battle is important. It certainly is. And I think it's going to get ugly before it gets better. I want to play in a little bit here a clip of Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller is one of the top advisors to the president. He writes the majority of his speeches. He's also the build the wall, secure the border expert. And he is very good at channeling the president's views into speeches and does a nice job. He gave an interview yesterday where he talked about the deep state. And I don't know, that term gets thrown around so much, you probably don't, you know, like, what does that mean? I don't get it. I don't know. Unelected bureaucrats. That's what I call them. It is people that have been in government a long, long time. And they don't care who the president is. They don't care who controls Congress. It isn't about Republican or Democrat. It's about power. It's about power. And they wield it. 100%. But he has some very interesting comments to say about that. I won't play that before we're done today. Also, I have another clip of an exchange, and this is, I guess, a little bit of a warning of what to expect when you encounter people that hate the president and they see someone that supports the president. There was a little, and it wasn't a lot of people, like a dozen people, that protested over at Congressman Colin Peterson's office in Minnesota. He's the 7th District Congressman there. He has said he's not for impeachment, but there was a rally there to say, if you're not for impeachment, do something about it. Tell Nancy Pelosi, stop this. And an individual came up to one of the people there and was completely unhinged. Thankfully, somebody videotaped it. So we have that. I'll play that for you here in a little bit. Reminder that Bill O'Reilly is tomorrow on the program. He'll join us about the same time tomorrow on his new book, so look forward to that. The one and only Bill O'Reilly. I kind of miss him on Fox News Channel, so it's nice to chat with him every now and then on the program. Also still to come this hour on What's on Your Mind, we are going to chat with Brian Crocius, who is the chair of the Public Service Commission. He's here at the Energy Conference. We'll get his takeaways. And also the VP of Energy and Natural Resources from KLJ coming up on a little bit. But in the meantime, till the bottom of the hour, let me know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Texter says, breaking now, Senator Lindsey Graham offers President Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani to testify before Senate Judiciary Committee on Biden family Ukrainian crimes. I hope that's breaking now. I hope you're not teasing me. Hope you're not teasing me about that. Another texter. Guess who's coming to protest big oil with the Standing Rock tribe? The little Jim Greta. That's right, Greta is coming. Yes. She's here today. And her anti-dapple cabal. All here. Right now. So I did know that. Thank you very much. All right. Another texter wants to know how I find out about the Washington, D.C. trip. Same place that you get the Trump rally tickets. It's Group Travel Planners. Jason there. Anytime you can send me an email if that's easiest, because I know sometimes you're driving, you've got things going, it's tough to keep track of all these numbers. So just remember scotth@flagfamily.com or text me. What you're looking for, and I'll get you the numbers, get you the links, send you what you need. 952-898-3478, the number for Group Travel Planners. You hit zero, and you tell Jason there, I want to be aboard the D.C. trip. That's December 10th through the 14th, White House VIP tour, Capitol VIP tour, and a whole lot else. Arlington National Cemetery, World War II Memorial. I'm going to take it all in. Call Jason, Group Travel Planners, 952-898-3478, hit zero. Great meals, Fogo de Chao one night, Trump Hotel one afternoon, the archives. Yeah, it's going to be pretty amazing. My source for Lindsey Graham, says a texter, and his offer to Rudy Giuliani came from Senator Lindsey Graham's Twitter account in the last hour. All right, good. Because you'll remember that I delivered a message to Lindsey Graham on your behalf. Get in the fight. Use the Judiciary Committee. Get the Bidens up there. Let's go. So have Lindsey Graham come up there and take questions from the left and right. Oh, man, I would just pay big money to see that, wouldn't you? Be fantastic. I love it, love it, love it. Gosh, can't keep up all the big news here today, Todd. Keeping track of all this? Todd?
the radio
try,
news guy?
Try my got writer's cramp now or typer's cramp.
Do you? Yeah.
What do you call in this day and age?
Typer's cramp? It sounds like some kind of I don't know what that sounds like. It doesn't. So Lindsey Graham. Let's find Lindsey Graham's. You're taking the calls here today, Todd, too, because I can't push the buttons from Bismarck here for some reason at BSC. Okay, here he is. Here he is, all three. Have heard on numerous occasions disturbing allegations by Rudy Giuliani about corruption in the Ukraine and the minority improprieties surrounding the firing of the prosecutor. Given the House of Representatives' behavior, it is time for the Senate to inquire about corruption and other improprieties involving Ukraine. Thank you very much. Therefore, I will offer to Mr. Giuliani the opportunity to come before the Senate Judiciary Committee to inform the committee of his concerns. Very nice. Folks, that's some good news. That's some good news right there. More breaking news on EPA decision today related to Fargo and infrastructure, specifically related to flood fight. Stay tuned.
Washington, D.C. needs you. Calling all patriots. Let's tour the nation's capital together. Hi, it's Scott Hannon from What's On Your Mind. My wife, Maria, and I have put together a once-in-a-lifetime collection of sightseeing, history coming alive, and great meals. A wonderful opportunity to get to know some fellow Americans who love this country and want to drain the swamp. We'll get VIP tours of the U.S. Capitol and the White House at Christmas time. Nothing like it. We'll see the Holocaust Museum, the new Museum of the Bible, a holiday pops concert at the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts, and more. We'll dine on the Odyssey DC cruise ship on the Potomac and at great restaurants like Carmine's, Medium Rare, Fogo de Chao, and the Trump Hotel. Plus transportation, hotel accommodations, and more. Packages start at $2,500. Call now, 952-898-3478, extension 228. One more time, 952-898-3478, extension 228. Or go to am1100theflag.com or email me, Scott H. at flagfamily.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCN.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour, Bismarck State College, Great Plains of Power, ND Energy Conference. What's on your mind? Let me know, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd or I, 701 8503 for Todd, 701-367-2054 for me. I do have now in the Slack channel there for you, Todd, the cut of Stephen Miller.
Got it.
Issuing a rather dire warning to Americans. And I'm also going to play a clip for you from the rally at Congressman Peterson's office last week. It's rather disturbing. It comes with our conversation about the rally and what you might expect. So stay tuned for those in just a moment. Texter says, with Greta coming to talk about global warming, we have a winter storm warning. Up to 20 inches in mid-October. Makes sense. That or she's just attracting all the snowflakes. Bad joke. Sounded funnier in my head. No, it's funny. It's funny. I like it. That's pretty well done.
There is an irony there, isn't there?
Yeah. Texter says, I had to laugh when Rich Wardner said he wanted to lower taxes. Why didn't they do this in the last legislative session? All right. I know income tax is one area they could have lowered it. I'd love to see them do something big. Big. That's where those bucks belong. Because they go right back into the economy anyway. All right, we better play this. 800-228-0550. By the way, our 701-258-0550 number is working, right, Todd? Yes, we are. How about that?
All firing at all 12 cylinders now.
Yeah, exactly. 701-258-0550. Okay. This is Steve Miller. Stephen Miller is a top advisor to President Trump. Listen to what he says about the deep state. Listen close. I guess you have to listen really close to hear that.
Yeah, I was going to say, why is it not giving me any audio?
Now you're having some challenges.
Yes, the attempt at impeachment is best understood as a legislative coup against a democratically elected president. And the radical leftists in Congress are working arm in arm with the deep state saboteurs and their allies in the media in order to try to effectuate this illegal coup, although rest assured they will fail. The deep state is a collection of permanent bureaucrats enmeshed inside the federal government who can't be fired or removed, at least historically have not been able to be, because of misguided civil service laws that believe they know better than you and your listeners and the voters how the country ought to be run. At this moment in time, the deep state has a knife aimed at the heart of American democracy. And that's what you're seeing playing across your TV screens and newspaper pages and online with these so-called whistleblowers, who are, of course, in fact, angry, hate-filled, rage-driven bureaucrats determined to take down the President of the United States and illicitly and improperly using the Whistleblower Protection Act in order to effectuate their designs. One of the gravest threats that we face today, and I can't emphasize this enough, to our Republican form of government, is the unelected deep state. And I'll explain what I mean by that. Article 2 states very clearly that, and this is a quote, the executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. What that means is that the whole executive power is vested in one democratically elected person, the president. The president, who is accountable to the voters, the president, who is accountable to the American people, holds and wields the executive power. Every other person in the federal government, in the executive branch, is an extension of his authority, is acting as an extension of his authority, delegated to them. They have no independent authority. So when a deep state bureaucrat says, I don't want Donald Trump to be president, I don't want to effectuate his policies, I don't want to carry out his agenda, so I will do the opposite. They're violating the Constitution, and they're taking away the power of the American people to elect who heads the executive branch and what policies they implement. Imagine, as an example, if a U.S. senator or congressman was elected but was saddled with staff from the previous senator or congressman that worked against them night and day to block them from carrying out the legislative agenda they campaigned on.
Okay, let's stop it there. There's more here, and I'm going to post this on my Facebook page. But what he just said, I'd have scared the living daylights out of you. And remember, I have a friend that works for the president who I asked when I was there interviewing the president specifically about, you know, how's the last 2 years been? And he said, you know, when I first got here, he said 8 out of 10 people that worked here were not on our team, were rooting against us. 8 out of 10. He's exactly right. That's a great example. Folks, that ought to send a chill up your spine to know that that's what's going on. Can our republic survive that? That's why Donald Trump's taking him on. 100%. Rick in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah. Yeah, good morning, guys. I'm not worried about Trump not being reelected. He's the Democrat golden boy who's going to sign gun control if he gets reelected. Now, you won't forget, he's the one who championed the red flag laws. He's a big influence on white men. I see this as all-star wrestling. It's polarizing the American people, and it's to keep you guys from talking about local issues in Fargo-Moorhead. We dial up this stuff every morning. I see this as all these people are straight out of central casting, and Trump is the golden boy for the Democrats. And you'll remember this call. He will sign gun control. Don't worry.
Rick, I'm sorry, but I can't help but the picture of what's going on now with impeachment proceedings, thinking that he's the golden boy for them. Seriously? They are pulling out all stops. They don't want to wait for election. They're so worried about this guy. So, and we do talk about local issues, a lot of them. And in fact, as I mentioned a moment ago, I've got a big announcement coming up at noon related to infrastructure. And $500 million of it for the flood protection program. It's going to be announced at noon today by the EPA. It's a big deal. Big, big deal. How long is that next clip, Todd? I don't know if we have time to play it here before the break. The Minnesota Republican Party put out an all-call for folks to go to Colin Peterson's office last week and encourage him to openly oppose impeachment. And they were confronted by an unhinged Trump hater. We have the audio from it. It is an example of what you can expect from these folks. So stay tuned. We'll get you that when we come back. And we'll return to chat with some of our folks from Great Plains and Power ND, the Energy Conference, Bismarck State College National Energy Center of Excellence. On What's on Your Mind? Don't go away.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats leading the impeachment inquiry against President Trump are angry after the White House today blocks a key figure in the Ukraine phone call saga from showing up on Capitol Hill to testify.
The President and Secretary of State are taking actions that prevent us from getting the facts needed to protect the nation's security.
That's Democrat Adam Schiff, who chairs one of the three committees whose members were supposed to hear from Ambassador Gordon Sondland behind closed doors. closed doors today. President Trump is still facing criticism over his announcement that U.S. forces are leaving northern Syria. Democrats don't like it, but many Republican lawmakers are also cautioning the president to reconsider. The president's been spending the better part of a day defending his decision, though, saying the U.S. has wiped out ISIS in that region, and it's time to bring our soldiers home. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Energy Conference, Bismarck State College, National Energy Center of Excellence in Bismarck, North Dakota. Three texts during the break wanting to know more about the Washington, D.C. trip. What can I tell you? December 10th, we leave. I believe that we have maxed out of seats out of Fargo now, so we're full out of Fargo. We have six or eight, last I heard, out of Bismarck. You leave December 10th, you come back December 14th. And basically, you know how these trips work. My wife and I, put together this itinerary. She does most of the work and really takes a lot of time just finding the things that, you know, you got to see when you go to Washington, D.C., and add a few others. The archives is one people don't normally go to, but it's the most moving one to me. It's incredible. There's a new attraction, the Museum of the Bible, fairly new, that is pretty cool. We've been there before. We took listeners there last year, but we'll go back there. There also is the Holocaust Museum, and that's impossible to describe, but it just puts you in that place to know how horrific a time in our world history that was. You know, you just need to remember it. You need to see it. You need to live it. The U.S. Capitol VIP tour, the White House at Christmas time. There's nothing like the White House at Christmas time. There's nothing like it. You can't go to Disney and see it. You can't go to New York City and see the Christmas tree in Rockefeller Plaza. Nothing like Christmas at the White House. And Melania Trump's touch is just incredible. Last year was phenomenal. Gosh, we had just a great tour. So that in of itself is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Plus, of course, you know, you got the Vietnam Memorial, and you have the World War II Memorial, and the Korean War Memorial. Arlington National Cemetery is always one that people say, that's just life-changing, to go there and soak all that in and know what happened there, whether it's watching the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, for instance. It's pretty incredible. We dine at great spots. Fogo de Chao is one night. We're on a cruise around the Potomac, all around Washington, D.C., on the Odyssey ship. That's really neat one night. That's a lot of fun. It's a buffet, but just a good time to visit and have a good time. Go to the Trump Hotel as well. We're staying at a Homewood Suites, so nice hotel, great breakfast. Just a lot of great things about it. And really, it's just easy. People say that a lot. They say, you know what, it's easy. I just hopped aboard and, you know, you took care of everything. And that's what we try to do. We don't want you to have to worry about anything. You're just going from place to place to place to see the sights. And it is pretty extraordinary. And I can't even get all of it in talking about it. So I hope that answers your question. I appreciate you asking about it. And if you are interested in getting one of those remaining seats in Bismarck, do it quick. For one, the White House tour is limited in its time frame that we can sign people up. So we need you to do that. October 15th is the deadline for the whole trip. I think we're going to be full before that. But if you want in on the White House trip, you got to get in right now. So you call 952-898-3478, 952-898-3478. Hit zero. Ask for Jason at Group Travel Planners. He'll take care of you, walk you through the whole thing, tell you all about it, okay? So, there you go. It's going to be a lot of fun. Give him a call. If you missed that number, just email me, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com. I'll send that to you. All right, I want to play this clip, and then there's a call waiting, too, that we're going to get to. What's on your mind? Feel free to give me a call at 800-228-0550. We're waiting for Brian Crocius from the Public Service Commission to join us here shortly. Let's see. Okay, Todd, you ready to play this clip? This, again, to set this up briefly, this is a the voice you're going to hear most of the time is a protester protesting protesters. Yeah, hard to follow. About a dozen folks at Congressman Colin Peterson's office protesting that they want him to be more vocal about opposing impeachment because he said he's against it. So do something about it, right? If this guy comes up to them saying, "You support Trump," listen to this.
"You support a Graft Dodger? Is that your problem? You finish a wall? What are you, a racist? Hey, stick it up your
what?
You support a Graft Dodger and you call yourself patriots. What a fucking I was there for 15. Then you, touch me, I'll kill you. You're a idiot. You're stupid.
I mean, you couldn't hear most of that because it had to beep out all the swear words. For crying out loud.
Wow.
And the most disturbing part of this is seeing the guy who's doing this. You support a draft dodger? And then, you want the wall built? You know, I mean, you're racist. Oh, come on. This is certainly something to be aware of. I have to tell you, folks, don't have time to get into this in great detail today, but I hear that. That venom, that hate in that guy because somebody thinks differently than they do politically. And I think we are in a really ugly place in this country. We're in a really ugly place. And I don't know how you turn down the temperature, what you do, but I don't see that getting better. Because the Trump haters, they hate with a venom, as you can hear. You see it in their social media posts. They hate. They're consumed with it. And imagine if he got impeached. Imagine if they were successful in removing him from office. What would Trump supporters do? And then there's Ellen. Did you see that? She sits next to George W. Bush and she gets all kinds of grief. Come on, for crying out loud.
And at least she's saying, "Hey, guys, come on now."
She is. Good for her. And she said, basically, my idea of being kind to others is not just to be kind to people I don't, you know, I agree with. Kind to everybody. I thought it was fantastic.
Well, I mean, time and place. I mean, is that the time and place to get into it with somebody? No, not really.
All right. Who's next? And what's on your mind?
John from Mineta.
John from Mineta. Hey, John from Mineta. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was listening to that clip of Stephen Moore there, and it is scary. But what's even more scary is it appears that, like, probably 30% of the Republican Party haven't figured this out yet. Or they don't want to admit that that's what's happening, or they want to be part of it. So you get people like Mitt Romney and Ben Sasse, who apparently agree with this coup that they're trying now. You've had people like Ryan and Boehner, who were supposed to be leaders, who... Well, I would say they didn't. One of the reasons Donald Trump was elected is because of people like that. They didn't go home to their constituents. They didn't go home to Wisconsin and Ohio. They're still in Washington in their big consulting jobs. That they're part of the swamp, and I see a big problem there. That's the really scary part is so many people in the Republican Party either want to be part of it, are part of it, or haven't got the guts to actually say what's going on, because if they admit to that and they're in Congress or in the Senate, then they have to fight it. And I don't think they want to do that. So that's why Trump is standing out there all by himself a lot of times taking the hits. And
that is
scary.
It is. Now, I'm glad to see Lindsey Graham finally got the memo. because he kind of lectured me that he had to fight smart, and we got to wait till the Horowitz memo comes out, and that'll change things, and you know. But why not use the Judiciary Committee of the Senate to do exactly what they're doing and
get these facts out. Problems with, you know, these guys say we got to fight smart. They'll tell you that, and they'll tell you that, and then tell me if you've heard this before. Then all of a sudden they'll cave, and they'll say, well, it was hurting us politically, so we had to give in. But don't worry, we're really going to get them next time. I mean, I've been listening to that from the Republican Party for 40 years. And, you know, we're really going to get them next time. Well, next time is here.
Yeah, no, it's sort of like the Super Bowl win, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time. Yeah. And next time. No, I totally agree with you. And I mean, Lindsey Graham is saying he wants to have this happen. I don't believe he's asking if it isn't already arranged. So I'm guessing Rudy Giuliani's up for this. And it would be perfect. It would bring it right, you know, this is how you fight. You know, it's an information war. And they have allies that control a lot of the levers of media and the information. So why not, you know, use ours?
Yeah, get out there. And all you have to do is tell the truth. The idea that we can't investigate corruption in Biden and his family because he's running for political office, that hasn't stopped him from investigating Trump. So all I got to do is run for president. I can be as corrupt as I want, and if I run for president and I'm from the opposite party, as long as I'm a Democrat, why, you can't look into what I've done because that's political? Please, give me a break.
Great point, John. I appreciate you calling. Thank you for listening.
Welcome. Thank you.
All right. 18 before the top of the hour. Speaking of protesters, climate protesters in New York City today staged a die-in in front of the iconic Charging Bull statue as part of a series of global climate change protests. Greta had to choose between Standing Rock and here. Somebody wants to know how Greta got here. Did she sail again? Ride a horse the rest of the way?
Hot air balloon.
Oh, hot air balloon. Okay, thank you. glad to have her here. Yeah. I saw a clip, by the way. Somebody sent me an interview. It was like a panel of people, and the media was asking questions of her, and she was clueless. She's like, ask the other people. Ask the other people. It was really embarrassing. So
yeah, it's further proof if she's got the prepared script, but the second she's got to go off script, all bets are off.
That's right. Brent is on the road, wants to talk property tax. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Brent. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd sure like to see the legacy fund and the oil tax money being used to give some North Dakota tax relief. I live in Jamestown, and Jamestown is taxing people out of their houses. And now with the proposed taxes that they want to increase here, my taxes will go up $1,680 for the property that I own, plus the park and rec, the school, and all that. It's just getting ridiculous. It's just a big money grab, and we need some relief. And everything that we've gotten, say, from the tax breaks that Trump gave us, is all eaten up. And as soon as you get those kind of tax breaks, your city raises it to take it away from you. When does it end?
I would, if I were you, Brent, go to the city commission, city council, county commission, if you're in a township, the township board. Ask them this specific question, though. What are we planning to do for tax relief with the prairie dog dollars? Yes, the prairie dog dollars. Ask them that specific question. This is oil tax money that came back to every city, county, and township in North Dakota, and they have ways to use that will lower the impact on taxpayers. So start there with that one. This is the biggest thing. They don't get asked questions a lot. You know, we all yell at our property tax statements, but we, you know, don't take the time to go find the folks and say, wait a minute here, stop it. Do something different. And then report back, Brent, would you, when you find out how they're using it? Their dollars, I think they're determining the exact amount they get now, and they'll be out as part of the next biennium. But find out what's planned. More from BSC after this.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hi, I'm Elise Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed-chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada boom bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on your mind is powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. Appreciating veterans. The Active Military Veterans Appreciation Event will be coming up Thursday, November 7th. More on that to come. Meanwhile, the 2020s are rolling into those 2019s. If they roll out, get your deal. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back in Bismarck, our final segment from the Great Plains and Power ND Energy Conference goes till the middle of the afternoon here. There's a press conference at noon, and I've been led to believe that it's going to be pretty significant news announced here, but really it's for the flood protection program in Fargo. The EPA has evidently entered into a memorandum of understanding with Governor Burgum on behalf of the Interstate Oil and Gas Compact Commission that renews the agency's commitment to collaborate. All right? Now, we knew that, right? I think we knew that. Renews the agency's commitment to collaborate with the IOGCC. In addition, okay, this is separate. Wheeler announced that the EPA is inviting the Metro Flood Diversion Authority to to apply for the third round of Water Infrastructure Finance and Innovation Act funding for a stormwater management project in Fargo. So essentially EPA says, hey, why don't you apply for this? Doesn't mean you'll get it. It's up to $500 million. It could be, oh, we'll give you four instead. You don't know that you're going to get the $500 million, but pretty significant. Mainly from the savings on the financing costs over time. It's a big savings. In fact, I've heard a bigger savings than even the actual loan amount. So pretty significant impact on that. We're going to hear more about that in a press conference later on, but we're just picking up bits and pieces of that happening later today in Fargo with Senator Hovind and here with Governor Burgum as well. So stay tuned. Nine before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. We're trying to track down our next guest on the program from KLJ and chat with them in just a moment. We also have a... I'm sorry? Okay, some calls waiting. We'll go to the callers. Callers come first, always. Jim in Fargo, then Gary in Fargo. Jim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott. Remember Rod Blagojevich, the Illinois governor?
I do.
Had the Senate seat that he wanted to sell, and they caught him on tape. And I think I'd like to call it Blago fever, the people like Biden when he was vice president and all these other politicians that want to use their position. And you know, they worked hard to get there and run all the recordings. He had a real foul mouth, Rod. And, you know, like, if you listen to some of them, it's just amazing, this guy's cahoots that he's got. But anyway, he... You know, you've got all these politicians, and I think Trump is just exposing it now, and that's why their fever is so high, is because they're going to get caught with Blago fever. They worked to get that position, and they're not going to, they wanted to not let it go to waste. You know, it's Biden with his son. You know, I've worked hard, I'm vice president, and I'm, by gosh, I'm going to benefit from it. And that's the problem with all these people that get in positions of power.
It is. Remember, though, Trump at one time talked about pardoning him.
I don't know why.
He did, though. I can't remember what the deal was with that, but I believe he did. Appreciate the call. Thanks so much.
You bet. Yeah.
All right. Who's next? Gary? Gary in Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. What's on your mind, Gary?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering if you get a chance to talk to Governor Burgum there and see if he can't put an exemption on these farmers from being, you know, having to be subject to the weight restrictions on getting their crop off the field. This morning I saw a feed truck that got pulled over, and I'm sure he was probably heavy. But, you know, to get this crop off right now, it's kind of a life-or-death situation for a lot of these farmers. And I think they could use an exemption right now till they get this crop in.
I will pass that along just for you, okay?
I appreciate it.
Darn right, because time's wasted now with that snow coming. We know what that's going to do. Exactly right.
Yeah, we don't, you know, I mean, they got rules they got to fly by, but, you know, right now, it's a life or death for these farmers to get this crop in.
So. You're exactly right. We're thinking about them, praying about them, 100% with you. Appreciate the call. Another texter says, we need to cover our nation and our citizens with prayer. And I got a note here. It's a lengthy one from a woman that was at that protest in Detroit Lakes where we played you the clip of the protester. So we'll play that. But our guest is here, so we're going to chat for about a minute or so. But we're going to get a good overview from the Vice President of Energy and Natural Resources Division at KLJ. Craig, how are you?
Doing very well. Thank you, sir.
How do you say your last name?
Haraba.
Haraba. Okay, go. Very good. So what's your takeaway from the conference so far?
Really exciting. Look, I think it's incredible to hear that there's still a commitment to doing the right thing by the environment, but that we provide a context that is helpful for business, that provides some clarity and efficiency for business to move forward. And that's exactly what we need to hear.
What do you see coming in the next 3 to 5 years?
Look, I think... It's an interesting time in the economy right now, and with elections coming up next year, that's going to be key to how we move forward. But this comment about energy security has come up a number of times this morning, and it's going to be really key to be able to provide and continue to grow that energy security for the nation.
What is energy security?
It's having sufficient resources and utilization of resources that are here, that are close at hand, without having to worry about what's going on in the international space.
Yeah, so it really allows you to not have to worry about whether or not you're going to have what you need to
absolutely
power the
absolutely
country.
And the U.S. is really leading the way in that area right now.
KLJ does a lot of good work. Energy and Natural Resources Division VP. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you.
Good to meet you.
You too.
Appreciate that very much. Another one of our experts from the Empower ND Energy Conference. That's a wrap. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Hi, this is Andy Murdoch with Piper's Auctioneers with an exceptional lineup of farm and construction equipment auctions this November, featuring farm retirement auctions in Beach, Churches Ferry, and Grassy Butte, North Dakota, offering Case and John Deere combines, John Deere and versatile four-wheel drive tractors, John Deere 49, 40, and 4730 sprayers, hopper bins, semi-trucks, trailers, and more. Piper's will also be hosting equipment auctions in Steele, Williston, Harvey, Tuttle, and Bowman. Full equipment inventory lists and all land auctions are available at Piper's.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.